Well, my next guest has written a hugely successful book, which is helping children cope with their anxieties. She's a busy mother of three who's dealt with her own mental health struggles in her youth, which she's used to connect with young readers in the book. It's called Aroha's Way. Bex Lipp was a 2018 Mental Health Foundation Media Grants recipient, and Mental Health Foundation is also the publisher of her book. She joins me now. Hello there.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you.
Why did you write the book?
Craig Phillips and I had just started a publishing company, and the creative grants had come up through the Mental Health Foundation. It's actually Like Minds, Like Mine. And I just sort of pitched an idea to him and said, why don't we do a book about anxiety, given that we both had suffered from it? Mm. So he was like, well, you give me something to work on, Bex. And so I basically gave him the four emotions that are associated, the four main ones associated with anxiety, and then the four tools that you can use to help lessen those emotions when they become too big. And then Craig sort of sat with that, and then he actually wrote the book, the poem part of the book. Okay. Yeah.
Who's the book aimed at?
Very young children. So we've actually got people that have purchased the book.
You got it there? Can you pass it over? I'll have a squiz.
That are reading it to their children that are sort of 2 or 3 years old, but we've sort of said around 5 to 10 years old.
Oh, this is cool. So it's a picture book.
It's a picture book, and it's just introducing the ideas around, you know, that these emotions are actually normal, and that I think we have this idea that, you know, we should be happy all the time, and it's actually really healthy to, and everyone experiences these emotions. And so we're getting such amazing feedback from parents where children with the likes of selective mutism, where children become, the anxiety takes over and they can't speak. And there's a section in the book where it actually says, frozen with fear, too frightened to speak. And they are starting to talk to their parents. That's me, Mum. And it's opening up conversations. It's really, I've been crying with some of the responses we've been getting back from parents and teachers.
What are the four emotions?
So we've got nervousness, fear, worrying thoughts and apprehension. And so each of those has a tool that you can use to help manage it. And so at the back of the book, we I wrote the parent and teacher's notes, and that's to sort of explain more in depth what Aroha is showing children through the picture book part of the book, yeah.
Exercises to relieve nervousness.
Yep.
Aroha knows that movement or exercising helps to reduce those feelings of butterflies in her tummy. It's very practical, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's actually trying to get parents and teachers to start having conversations for children to be able to label the emotions that they're feeling. And that was something that I learnt in my 20s after being in crisis, that I had to learn what I was actually feeling. And so I remember saying to my therapist, and this was probably 18 years ago, when I learnt mindfulness and these sorts of things through cognitive behavioural therapy, why did I not learn this as a child? And so it was really emotional recently because she's still working in the same place, and I went back and I gave her the book and said, hopefully now children may be able to start learning some of these concepts that I wished I had when I was little.
Yeah. It's a much less, I suppose, confrontational way of talking about some of these things, reading a book with a child, than taking them to a, quote, therapist or, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. It's and, you know, we've got rising anxiety rates. It's quite scary. But all children will experience these emotions. It's so it's kind of for everyone, and hopefully when you introduce some of these things early, it actually can help reduce the risk of things progressing later down the track.
Yeah. How much of a difference does it make for a child who is experiencing this stuff to actually read a book where their own experiences are reflected?
I think it's massive, and we're getting that with the feedback from parents, quite emotional messages have been coming in from parents that have managed to get their hands on the first lot, because we've sold out in 3 weeks, 2,000 copies, just showing the real need. Parents are looking for ways to help their children, I think, unfortunately.
Yeah, where do people buy them?
So at the moment, you can pre-order at wildlingbooks.com, and there's a few copies floating around at selected bookshops. But we've got another shipment coming in the middle of August arriving. So, yeah, we just weren't expecting it to go like it has.
Yeah. So Craig Phillips, your collaborator, has written the poem. The illustration's really striking
as well.
He's
done both.
Done a lot, yeah.
So he won.
And you've been kind of a technical advisor.
Yeah, so I've given him the things that I learnt through the therapy that I went through when I was in my early 20s. And so I wrote the tools at the back for the parents, yeah.
How many are you doing this next print run?
4,000, but okay. We've already pre-sold hundreds. So we're just a very new publishing company. We're doing children's books.
You're publishing them yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
You're on to a winner.
Well, I just really hope, and I've said this a few times, that kind of feels like I'm healing myself as a child, because I feel sorry for my mum, but I had very big emotions and yeah. I didn't know how to control those. And I think that's what led me down a path of it just slowly getting worse to me ending up in crisis. Mm. Yeah.
It's a book you wish you'd had.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even if it just starts the conversations with children around, you know, emotions and that it's okay to feel this way. And then the Mental Health Foundation provided us information at the back where you can call helplines and things like that. Yeah.
Have you got a theory as to why anxiety is getting worse in kids?
I wouldn't like to say. I think we are really busy and becoming less connected. And
we parents?
I think I homeschool my son. My middle son has got severe autism, and we have a slower pace in life, and I think that if I'd put him into school, his anxiety would have been a lot worse than what it is. And just that connection, I think we're very busy. I don't know.
No, what you're saying corresponds with what every expert I'm talking to says.
Yeah, I think that real
building
connection.
In some breathing time, eh?
Yeah, and
you don't need to go do something after school every day.
No,
you can come home and kind of like
chill out and talk and have dinner time together and have those moments where you're actually connecting with each other. Yeah, I think that we need more of that.
Good for you. So you got how many kids?
3 boys.
Okay, 3 boys, including one with severe autism, and you thought, oh, a bit of spare time, might just write a book.
Yeah, I've always got a lot of things on the go.
Well,
yeah,
that's good. What do you want to do next? Just see where this ride takes you.
We've actually written another book, yeah, because we're getting a lot of feedback from parents that say their children now breathe like Aroha, which is just so cool. So we feel that Aroha's more could be an amazing role model going forward to teach our children, you know, some things.
Great. Yeah. Well done. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Melita, could we get a link up to that next? Yeah, we'll put a link up on our webpage so that you can order that book if it sounds like a bit of you. It's called Aroha's Way, and Bex Lipp, the co-creator of the project. Nice to have you in. Thanks. Okay.